Bank of Cardiff. This is Tyler.
Hello, Tyler. This is Randall Wilkinson calling from Dallas, Texas.
Hey, Randall. How you doing?
All doing just fine. You called back on October 29th. And I've got a company here in Dallas called Precision Tree Care.
Uh-huh.
And it looks like we were pre-qualified for $250,000.
I see. Correct. Was there a voicemail there I had left with you?
Yes, sir. It's a voicemail that you'd left, and I'm sitting here actually reading your voicemail. Phone with a fancy feature, you know.
Look at that. That's what technology can do for you today.
Yeah.
What was
I just let you know, access more cash in typical line of credit, with we're usually able to free up anywhere from about 10% to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash.
Correct. Let me okay. You said the name of the company there was Precision Tree Care?
And it's Precision Tree Care and Gardenscape Corp.
Precision Tree Care. Okay, let me see if I can pull up your profile here real quick. Just give me one moment. Are you guys located in Texas, Oklahoma?
Yes, Dallas.
Texas? Dallas, okay.
Yes.
I think I got your profile right here. Yep, okay. Perfect. August 29th. Yep, there we go. This is adding up now. Perfect. Yeah, so we had extended an offer there around that time when I had called you. And like you just said, you were pre-approved for some equipment and working capital. Was there anything you were going to be looking to do for the business there?
Well, I purchased a used vehicle for the business. It's called a chip truck.
Mm-hmm.
And got it for $40,000.
Okay.
And within 15 months, I had $40,000 in repairs.
Holy crap.
And after the last $15,000 check that I gave them, the truck lasted 2 weeks and broke down again, and it cost me another $1,000 for them to tell me that I need a $30,000 motor.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
What I found out about internationals is that even though they have a great reputation for, you know, good diesel motors and all this equipment, this one particular model happens to be a lemon in their little different things that they've engineered. This particular motor that they engineered is consistent lemon throughout everything. Everything they put out there, this particular motor screws up.
Wow. And it was just that model there that you had picked up that had that problem?
Yep.
Or has that been on...
Yep, just that model, just that motor. The truck itself is a fine truck, but that particular motor is notorious about screwing up. So
wow.
I know that if I get that motor, I'll get 30,000 miles warranty on it. So what we thought we'd do is put 15 or 20,000 and then put it up for sale and get my money back on the motor.
I see.
And eat the rest.
So what were you looking to do there? Did you just want to bring on some capital there to kind of work with?
I need to be able to get a new motor in it. And so, you know, they're telling me somewhere between $20,000 and $30,000. So I basically need $30,000.
Okay.
To get this thing dealt with.
I gotcha. To give you kind of a rough estimate of what we could free up for you, what were your gross annual sales last year? That's the majority of the weight of what we use to kind of calculate.
$550,000, something like that. It may be $600,000.
$550,000.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So just based roughly off of that, you're looking at anywhere from probably, I'd say, $45,000 to $70,000 that we could free up in capital for you. So getting you the 30 shouldn't be all too difficult. If we were able to hypothetically get you approved for more than the 30, was there anything else you could maybe do with the business there with that additional capital?
I hadn't thought about it. but it is something that I can put on the table. But I think that's my number one thing right there. Here's the deal: is that the truck is financed through U.S. Bank, and I think that the way that that contract is set up, I don't think I can really circumvent any of the interest. Otherwise, I'd try to roll that into it.
I see. I see. Yeah, the only way we can potentially look into refinancing the truck itself into the loan would be if you own it outright. Do you own it outright?
No. No. We have probably $28,000 left on it.
Okay. Yeah, then we can only refinance if you own it. You know, we could just buy it back from you. You basically get some extra cash flow and you just make the monthly payments all over again. But what we can look into doing is freeing up the $30K. When were you looking to maybe to get this engine replaced?
Here's the deal is that it's been 6 months that it's been sitting up there at International. Mm-hmm. Well, they finally got a hold of U.S. Bank and they told me that they told U.S. Bank that if that note is not paid for by October 8th, the $800 or $900 that I owe for them telling me I need to spend another, if they don't get that money by October 8th, they're going to sell the truck at auction.
Oh, wow, and you lose everything.
Yeah, well, actually what happens is U.S. Bank gives them their $900 and repos the vehicle.
I see, I see.
Yeah. So U.S. Bank is not going to let their stuff just go. They'll up it but we're not going to do that. I'm going to give them their money one way or the other and get that vehicle off of there.
Yeah, and have you looked into financing elsewhere there with like your bank or anything like that to see if they could free up some capital or like a line of credit?
No, I haven't. I think that with that, I just don't know where I would stand with Wells Fargo. I don't know if my debt-to-income ratio is enough to be user-friendly. They told me that if I had a secured deposit and ran and used it for six months or whatever it was, that it would help my credit, and then it really didn't.
I see.
So they sold me a program, and at the end of it, the best they could do is make it to where it's no longer a secured credit card.
I gotcha.
The
thing with that too is even if you applied for it, there's no way they're going to get you an answer by October 8th. With the way that they move with those type of things, everything has to be in place for them to give you the green light on a line of credit, especially since that's not really where the banks make their money. But the good news is here, as far as the application process goes, we keep it very simple. It's just three things we look at. We can get you an answer in 24 hours once the paperwork's in. And if it makes sense for the business, we get you funded in another 24 hours. So I know you kind of have a little bit of a deadline here, but it's definitely something we can easily work with you. But what I like to do is try and get you approved for as much as possible and the longest term possible, and then you can always work back from there. So say I get you approved for 55K, you don't have to take all 55. If you just wanted to do the 30, you can take the 30, get this engine paid for, flip it, get it off your hands, and you can move on from there. The other good news, too, is with the capital here, they're shorter term lengths. You know, they're anywhere from 3 to 36 months. Typically, first-timers will get in on the 6 to 24 months, but halfway through, you can look at refinancing options, get available to more capital at a longer term and a lower rate. So once you're in and you've been established that you can make those payments, if you are running into situations where you need additional capital, that's definitely something we can help you out with.
I got you. So if I'm borrowing $50,000 or whatever for 24 months, how much does it cost me to borrow that much money?
Yeah, so we don't do interest rates here or anything like that. That's going to vary throughout the year. We actually do a fixed payback amount. So you'll know exactly what you will owe, and then you would just divvy that up throughout however long of a term that you choose. We do daily, weekly, and monthly payments there on the working capital. So depending on what you get approved for on the payment structure, you'll know exactly what you will owe. I don't like throwing numbers out before we see the paperwork, just because I don't want to promise you something, we get back to you and it's completely off. But there's basically three things that we look at. On the capital side, the big thing is gross annual sales. I will say that's the majority of the weight. The other two is credit and time in business. How would you rate your credit there? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Oh, I'm hanging out around 700, 690, something like that.
Okay. So you're right around average, maybe just a little bit above. So that's definitely going to help you out. And then how long have you guys been in business over there?
28 years.
That's going to help you out tremendously. Wow. You guys have been through a lot then, haven't you?
Yes, we've seen it.
Yeah, you've seen
it.
Of course,
the name has changed a couple of times simply because of the nature of our work has changed.
I see. When was the last time you changed your name?
Oh, about a month or two ago. Whenever I started the business in, 28 years ago, mm-hmm. 87, whatever it was, 88, it was Precision Tree Care. It was a sole proprietorship. Shortly uh-huh. after that, it became Precision Tree Care Incorporated. And as of a couple of 2 or 3 years ago, it became Precision Tree Care and Landscape Corp. And then we got a letter from another business, a competitor, who has the name Precision and Landscape in their name.
Uh-huh.
And so they made us change our name from Precision Tree and Landscape to now it's Precision Tree Care and Gardenscape.
Precision Tree Care and Gardenscape, you said, was the other part?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Corp.
Gardenscape Corp. Okay. And then on the structure then, are you guys a S-Corp, C-Corp?
C-Corp.
C-Corp, okay. And are you 100% owner then, or is there an ownership breakdown?
It's in my actually, since all the corporation papers have been filled out, I don't know that we have designated my wife as 50% or 51% and me 49%. I know at one time we did that. Mm-hmm. In hopes of capitalizing on her being, you know, majority.
Owner.
Yeah, with her being, you know, female and all. But uh-huh. I don't know where we are. Does it, if it is 50-50, then that means that we have to run her credit through it as well?
Yeah, so we would run both of you guys if you're both in the ownerships. The good news is, though, we do what we call a soft pull, so we only pull from one of the three bureaus. We pull from Experian, so it's a third of the ding that you would typically see on any other run. It's usually 1 to 2 points max when we do run it. I mean, obviously, that's something we have to look at just for tax lien purposes, stuff like that. But it's a pretty standard procedure there. But with us, like I said, yeah, it is a soft pull, so it's not as harsh of a ding.
I got you. All right. So I understand the deal with it. You know, you have a fixed payment,
mm-hmm.
and you don't charge interest. But really, at the end of the day, you're fixed. Payment is a percentage.
Yeah, you can't calculate it into a percentage.
Right. So, right. Well, so, you know, we'll back it in and see if it's like that, but I can tell you just the fact that we're going to word it different and not call it interest kind of gives me red flags because it's kind of like, well, we don't want to see what it looks like whenever you look at it from the interest. So let's word it differently and let's throw up some mirrors and make it look a little different than what it is. It just makes me have to go through the legwork of figuring out what the interest really is.
Well,
you know, that concerns me. I think it's just because of the mode of operation there, because there is no reason to do it this way other than to, because somebody's going to freak out when they see that it's coming in at 23% or whatever.
Yeah. The reason that we do that, though, it's because we work with, we're not like your typical nationwide bank where they're going to post one rate on a wall and you either qualify or you don't. We have many programs here and we work with businesses of all different sizes and, you know, time and business, so we don't have a set rate. You know, we're going to get you're going to get approved for the best program that you're going to get approved for. That's my job here. The reason we do it on the fixed payback amount, it actually just makes the structure and the payments easier for you, just so you know exactly what you will be paying. It's not like 1 month you could be paying this or you could be paying that. It just makes it easier on both ends as far as the payment structure goes. But underwriters will walk you through all the breakdowns of that. And I mean, we offer, you know, early discounts on paybacks there. There's a lot of benefits to these programs that we offer here just because of how long we have been in business.
Very good. All right, so I guess the next step is for you to send something to my email.
Yeah, what's a good email there for you, Randall, and I'll shoot you the information.
Okay, I'm gonna tell it to you, and then I'll spell it for you.
Okay.
It's Randall Wilkinson at sbcglobal.net.
Okay.
And I've got Randall.
Okay.
Wilkinson.
Okay.
At sbcglobal.net.
sbcglobal.net. Okay. Perfect. I will shoot you this information over right now. It's just going to summarize the offer we did send out. As far as the application process goes, it's just the one-page app, your most recent tax return, and then it's going to be 6 months of your most recent bank statements. Once you're able to receive that, I can get it over to underwriting and get you an answer in right around 24 hours for what you're going to be working with.
That sounds good. I'll let Sherry know to look for it.
All right, Randall. When might be a good time to follow up with you here then?
Day after tomorrow.
Sounds good. We'll touch base here on Thursday. If you have any questions there, my direct dial will be in the email as well, so you can reach out that way.
All right, sounds good. Appreciate it, Tyler.
No worries, Aaron. We'll be in touch. Bye.
All right, thanks.